This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're joined this week by David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also from ageconomist.com. David, this week we're going to talk about seed expense trends. And when you look at lowering your variable costs, seed, of course, is an expense out there. Tell us some of these figures and what you've come up with.
Yeah, Joe, great to join today. We've talked a lot in the past about how producers can adjust to the low commodity prices we're now facing. We've talked a lot about fertilizer and how fertilizers really kind of led the pack in lower cost of production. So today we're going to look at seed expense trends. The USDA tracks and reports data from across the U.S., and these data go back to 1975, so we have a really good long-run history look at this. When we look at corn seed, we've adjusted for inflation in these numbers. When we look at corn seed going back to the 70s, it's pretty interesting trend. Prior to, say, 2005, maybe even 2008, seed prices for corn or seed expense for corn was roughly $40 an acre. It was almost very consistent. You can see the graph on the website. In inflation-adjusted terms, $40 an acre. Today, of course, we've seen a much higher turn-up in prices with the boom in the ag economy that we've seen the last prior few years, and that since has climbed to $100 per acre. So a large gain in the expense at a rate of about 7 to 8% annually. So a pretty big jump in a short period of time. When we look at soybeans, it's a similar trend. Soybeans, historically looking, was very commonly around $25 an acre. And recently, currently is around $60 an acre. The difference in between soybeans and corn at the national level is corn seed expense in 2015 was record highs, and soybeans actually peaked a few years ago, back in 2009, and they've come down a little bit from those highs. So at the USDA level, we haven't seen these expenses come down this yet at the USDA level.
David, when you look at expected revenue, you had an interesting point there.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have with the crop budgets at Purdue University, we can look ahead a little bit and what we can kind of expect in 2017 for the planting season, while the USDA only has data looking backwards. At Purdue University, the budgets that are produced there, which would be comparable to what some irrigated growers in Nebraska would be facing, seed expense has gone from around $30 an acre back in 2002 to, again, close to $121 an acre in 2017. So when we look at this as a share of expected revenue, of budgeted revenue, this is where things get a little interesting as an economist. Back in, say, early 2000s, a producer could plan on 10% of their budgeted revenue being represented by seed expense. So every $100 of revenue a farmer could plan on, $10 of that was earmarked for seed expense. Today, that's pushing 20%. So it's really not only, seed expense has not only grown in total, absolute dollars, it's also grown in share of revenue that it's accounted for. Seed expense in the Purdue budget is down actually from 123 last year, so we're starting to see the hints of lower expenses coming through. Again, a similar trend in soybeans. One of the differences we see between corn and soybeans in the Purdue data is seed expense since the early 2000s for corn has increased by 4 times, while soybeans has really only increased by about 2.5 times. So a faster rate of increase for corn expense.
All right, wrap it up for us. What do producers need to know when they consider seed expenses?
Yeah, there's really two components that make up a producer's seed expense. One of them is the seeding rate, which we've talked about in the past, and it's been an upward trend. So that's also been adding to the expense over time. The second component is the price of seed that producers are facing. So producers are going to think about where they are with their budgets and if there are opportunities for them to consider alternatives, alternative seeding rates, alternative hybrids. When we look at some of the changes in expenses that we've seen so far, we've talked about fertilizers in the Purdue budgets is going to be down $36 an acre over the last couple of years. Cash rents have came down $40 an acre. We've only seen a $2 adjustment for corn production for seed. So a lot of sources of change coming from other areas rather than seed expense. So producers are going to keep a close eye on this and see how the trend and how their budgets play out for 2017.
That's David Widmar of Purdue University. For more on this topic, go to ageconomist.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.